Welcome to the Advent Reflections Podcast. This week, we focus on the theme of hope. Within the midst of your busy day, create some space to center your mind and connect with God during these next few moments. Today, we enter the Christmas story through the reading of the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 1, verses 4 through 9. I always thank my God for you because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus. For in him you have been enriched in every way, with all kinds of speech and with all knowledge. God thus confirming our testimony about Christ among you. Therefore, you do not lack any spiritual gift as you eagerly wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed. He will also keep you firm to the end so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, who has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Picture a pair of college students in their dorm room as the semester starts. They've received their schedule, they bought their supplies, and styled their dorm room to their liking. However, the only thing they forgot? Textbooks. As they sift through Amazon to find each textbook, they realize they're not going to get them until after the semester has already started. And that crushing reality causes them to become anxious. So anxious that not only do they become frustrated by these circumstances, but their frustration discourages them from doing any of their coursework until the textbooks arrive because, well, they feel they don't have the tools to succeed. The season of Advent triggers a deep sense of longing, an eager anticipation. This time of year, at its essence, is about the birth of our only source of hope, Jesus Christ, who would go on to free us from sin and death once and for all with his sacrifice on the cross, and will return again to permanently defeat sin and establish his kingdom here on earth. However, it's important to remember that during this season of longing and waiting, the Lord has sent you on a mission with all the tools you'll need to succeed. We mustn't let the seemingly distant picture of Christ's return paralyze us in anxiety and frustration because it hasn't happened yet. Similar to that pair of college students as they press their noses to the glass, just waiting for textbooks to arrive. See, if we're frozen in fear and frustration, we'll forget exactly what the Apostle Paul is reminding us in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, that we've been enriched in every way. We have been equipped with the tools to succeed in our mission here on earth through the example of Jesus' life and the gift of his Spirit. Yes, we have hope in the Lord's return. And that hope puts us to work now, remembering that God is faithful. God always fulfills his promises, and he will keep us firm until the Lord returns. So as you prepare yourself for this season, and even look toward the new year, use these moments of quiet to reflect in prayer. How will you use your God-given tools to help further his kingdom here and now? How will you use your spiritual gifts to provide hope to someone else? God, thank you for the gifts, opportunities, talents, and spiritual gifts that you have given to me. I commit to using them for your purpose. even today, show me a specific way I can use these giftings to bring hope to others. Amen.
Thank you for joining today's Advent Reflection. If you'd like to continue with a moment of worship, listen to the song Build Your Kingdom Here by Wren Collective by clicking on the link in today's show notes. Until next time, may you be renewed in the hope of God's promises and strengthened with faith for today.